Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Arteta praised the defensive resilience displayed by Arsenal, highlighting the team's outstanding performance in thwarting Manchester City's attacking prowess. Haaland was in the pockets. He emphasized the commitment and discipline shown by every player. Congratulations, you all did well, including you, Jesus, acknowledging the difficulty of achieving two clean sheets against such formidable opposition. I mean, they had Haaland, they had Bernardo Silva, they had Rodri, they had De Bruyne. Arteta also delved into the tactical challenge posed by City's gameplay, particularly their ability to control possession and create intricate passing sequences. He emphasized the importance of clarity in defensive organization and the readiness to adapt to City's relentless pressure. Arteta touched upon the significance of the result in the context of Arsenal's progression since the last encounter with City, noting the team's improvement and competitiveness, highlighting their ability to secure a point against the reigning champions as a sign of progress. Following the Premier League encounter between Arsenal and Manchester City, there's been some widespread analysis regarding the outcome of the goalless draw. Observers, including former Arsenal player Theo Walcott, have highlighted a perceived lack of intensity from both sides, possibly attributed to the recent international break. Really, despite Arsenal's commendable defensive performance, there's a consensus that they failed to capitalize on opportunities to secure a win. Walcott acknowledged their success in thwarting City's attacks, but stressed the frustration over the inability to secure 3 points. In the broader context of the title race, dropping points against a top rival like City could prove consequential for Arsenal's aspirations, especially with Liverpool also vying for the top spot. They're currently number one. As the season progresses, Mikel Arteta's side faces mounting pressure. Oh yes, there are going to be lots of matches to maintain consistency and convert defensive solidity into attacking efficacy if they are to remain contenders in the title race. Abi, that's how I felt about this too. I mean, these people are forgetting that this is an Arsenal team that has shown how prolific they can be when it comes to attacking. They've shown consistent progression in adapting to the games as they come. Whenever Arteta says, you know, we're looking forward to the next game, it is a clear indication that they are preparing for each team as they come. Going all out against the Manchester City the way we've been going all out against the other teams who scored a lot of goals against would have been suicidal. I really think so. And again, I'm really impressed with the fact that if we're not scoring, we're not having teams scoring against us as well, especially the kind of teams that score a lot of goals. Now, it's been how many years since we've been to the Etihad to secure a point? You know, at the beginning, I was hoping for a win, but I'll gladly take the draw. It's unfortunate that it's happening on the same day Liverpool is securing a win and going top of the table. But hey, we all still have a lot of matches to play. Well, maybe not too much. We have about 9 matches left to play. Arsenal has a very, very busy schedule. So not losing to Man City, I think, is a positive with the momentum that we're on right now and will take us into the next game, which is against Luton, I believe, this week. And then, of course, the Champions League. So it is really going to get tight for us. And if we can grind out games like this, I think it's important. I know there are still other games that we're going to win by walloping opponents. So I'm kind of optimistic about how things are going to play out. Special shout outs to Gabriel and Saliba. Those two, I think, are an exceptional duo. They work so well together. They complement each other. It's always nice to see one of them get a man of the match award afterwards. I'm not happy with what was happening on Twitter with people insisting that somebody else should have gotten the man of the match award. Both of them did an excellent job in securing the center of that defense, in keeping Haaland's predatory instincts in check. These guys were totally amazing. I kind of like what even happened at the end. At the end of the match, where the camera was following Guardiola up and down, and Guardiola was was greeting his players. And then, you know, the camera came up to Haaland and Gabriel still going off against each other. I really would like to hear what they were saying to each other. And, you know, Guardiola was trying to like make peace and separate them and all that. And at the end of it all, Haaland and Gabriel still hug. And I'm thinking, see these two, put us for a walk. They're probably going to have a beer later on together somewhere in the pub. Anyway, so, you know, that was pretty exciting. And again, shout out to the Arsenal women for picking up the County Cup against Chelsea, who had defeated them in the league just last week. I think it was a 3-1 defeat away to Chelsea. Chelsea's top of the table. And Chelsea was aiming for a quadruple this season. And, you know, taking this County Cup off their hands was pretty good, because that seems to be the only trophy that the Arsenal women will be clinging on to this season. But I'm hoping for a lot of great things for these young ladies going into next season. It's been a tough season, lots of injuries to some really key players, but the women have stood tall. So Easter Sunday was pretty good. Arsenal women got a cup. The men were able to keep Man City at bay. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!